Power 94 WJTT is the homie Big Tula. Right now, we have an exclusive interview for Enter the Chat with Nick with the Stats. Enter the Chat, sponsored by Food City.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the Stats. You've entered the chat with me and Tyner, head flag football coach, Mr. Kevin Howard Jr. Currently sitting 3-1-1, the tie being against undefeated East Hamilton. How pleased are you with the team's play this year, being the second season this has ever been in Hamilton County?
I'm ecstatic about the girls' season play so far. Again, just like you said, this is the second year we've had it here in Hamilton County. We have a few returners, but we have a lot of new girls, and it's just so surprising and shocking how quick these girls are picking up on flag football. A lot of them have never played a sport, an organized sport. Them just coming out, working hard, trying something new as far as playing football, it's just a great thing to see and experience, and I'm proud of each and every one of them.
How do you make sure your team finishes strong and that they're ready for the playoff push?
Well, I know for sure, like we did today, we call it the talk, you know, when we come into the classroom. You know, we take a break from the field sometime, and we come into the classroom, and we go over film. You know, we look at film study, and we see tendencies, and, you know, it's a lot easier if you see yourself, you know, on camera, and you kind of see what you do, and, you know, we're here to point out. You know, of course, our job is to point out what you did wrong. So, and it's also a learning experience for them as well, because, you know, if you're looking at yourself, you may have dropped the ball or you may have made a mistake, and we are constantly talking about it, and they kind of get down on themselves. But it's a learning experience to, you know, we use this to correct our mistake. You know, it's not always a bad thing. I remind them all the time, there's millionaires, people in the NFL who drop balls, who miss blocks, who messed up their assignments, and they're getting paid millions of dollars, you know. So we just use that. Everything we do is try to be a learning tool to build their character, not just in flag football, but in life, period. But yes, that's just ways to, we just tighten up our skills and our IQ of the game, and I think everything else will fall into place with that.
What's something that you would still like to see change as this sport grows, if anything? Because I know it's been a huge change even last year. Like you said, the time of year that y'all played is different. So what's something that you still want to see either improve or change in the next year or so?
I would love to see our community, the Chattanooga community and the surrounding area, really get behind the sport and the girls who participate in the sport. It's hard for these girls to go out here and work as hard as they do, you know, day after day, and come game day, you know, they don't see their biggest supporters in the stands. You know, we packed the house out for tackle football to support our boys, and I think this sport is just as electrifying, just as exciting of a sport to watch as any other sport, and I would really, really, really love to see the Chattanooga community, you know, go to your nearest high school that has a high school flag football program, and, you know, support, whether it's just with showing up in the stands, it's just a donation you can make to a program. Maybe you got some old equipment. Maybe you want to coach, but these girls need support. I mean, I can't tell you how many inboxes I get from parents on Facebook asking me, hey, I got a seventh grader who wants to play. Is there a summer league? I got a five-year-old who wants to play. Is there any type of additional training or camps? Like, there are girls out here who want to play the sport, and they need the infrastructure and the support to do so. So I really, really, the next year or two, would love to see our community, the Chattanooga community, you know, wrap our arms around these girls and give them the support and infrastructure they need to go out in the world, go to the next level, which would be college. A lot of big college programs are starting girls flag football. I would love to see some girls from Chattanooga be, you know, represent the city of Chattanooga and what we're doing with the sport of flag football in our city at the college level, and then go on from there and maybe compete at the international level, and then go on from there and possibly compete in the pro leagues that are coming up. NFL already announced a pro league coming up either right before or right after the Olympics in 2028. The money situation's already been decided. $1 million donated from all 32 of the NFL teams. They're going to start 6 women's teams and 6 men's teams to start out with and expand it from there. There's another organization called International Flag, IFLAG for short. They're the largest tournament series for flag, adult and youth flag football in the world. They hold the Guinness World Book record for their world's largest flag football. tournament, and they're starting the pro league, and their pro league actually has teams not only hosted in the U.S. but around the world. There's a China team, there's a Mexican team, there's a Caribbean team, there's a Canadian team, and then there's a bunch of teams host teams around the United States. Again, that these are all professional leagues, and I'll speak about them. So again, that's where I would love to see in the next year to change with this game, is just more support for our girls in this area to help them get to, you know, all these different opportunities coming along with flag football.
Yeah, definitely. And getting the word out there that there are flag football games now. I mean, maybe some people don't know. And if that is one of our listeners that you don't know that there is flag football games, there is. Definitely check out the Instagram pages. Check out Tyner's Instagram page, as well as I know several other schools in the area have their flag football pages as well. And then if you don't know where the schedule is, it's also on our website, the Enter the Chat website on Power 94. So check that out too, and make y'all's way out to one of the flag football games throughout the rest of the month, because there's several more games throughout the end of the month. But I appreciate y'all taking the time, and good luck the rest of y'all's season.
Thanks for having us. And like we said, our Instagram page is Tyner Lady Rams FF for flag football. And shout out to our other assistant coaches, Coach Jimmy, Coach Harris, and Coach Blaze. We appreciate everything you do.
This is Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.